is a big day for cycling fans, with the nation's largest pro cycling event coming to the South Coast. Tens of thousands of spectators lined South Coast highways and streets for the 2018 edition of the Amgen Tour of California. The more than 110 riders started in Ventura and passed through a half dozen communities like Oxnard, Camarillo, Santa Paula, and Ojai before heading into Santa Barbara County and finishing on Gibraltar Road. Perhaps the biggest crowd was in downtown Ventura, where fans like Betty Crowell loved the fact they could not only see, but meet some of the world's best cyclists.
Oh, I think it's great. I mean, these are some of the world's greatest athletes. I mean, it would be like LeBron and Stephen Curry coming here. It's just amazing that you can walk up to them and talk to them. All the big names, you know, they're the best in the world.
Jeremiah Riddell of Santa Monica took a day off work just so he and a friend could watch the start of the tour's second stage in Ventura and then race to Santa Barbara to see the finish.
It's a little inspiring, a little jaw-dropping. We're avid cyclists. I think we know how to ride a bike pretty well, but we look at them and it's just like they're a different beast. They're the professionals. We're just the fans.
Yeah.
It's the first time that Ventura has been a host city for the tour. Susan and Bill Sikowski aren't big cycling fans, but came down with their dogs just to watch all of the excitement.
It's contagious. I mean, this is pretty exciting. Yeah. It was a fun event.
What's it like seeing these guys up close? I mean, these guys are some of the best in the world.
Yeah, unbelievable. The athleticism and their color. It's just beautiful. And I'm really, really proud of Ventura for hosting.
But for cyclists, it doesn't get much more exciting. Bob Moyson of Los Angeles brought his 9-year-old son. The two got into the spirit by riding their bikes to the starting line in Ventura.
I think it's one of the more accessible sports. So it's really crazy that before the race starts, you can actually talk to the riders, see their equipment. You get a chance to really interact with them personally. And I don't think there's many other sports like that.
Moyson's 9-year-old son, Thomas, is kind of impressed, but also kind of not.
It's incredible that they just pass right by you, and you're like, eh, who cares?
And John Paul Jones of Ventura, yes, that's his real name, loves that the tour is in his backyard.
I was in Italy last year at the Giro d'Italia at this time, so I missed it. So I watched the Giro instead of the Tour of California.
What's it like having it come to your backyard where you don't even have to go anywhere?
It's awesome because, you know, like when they started the Tour of California, all my cycling buddies, like we go up Solvang for the time trial when they had that up there a couple years ago, and being in Ventura is awesome.
Many of the people who came from other parts of the state or even other states watched the start and then jumped ahead to get another view of the riders further up the nearly 98-mile route. On TV, it's easy to follow the race with cameras on motorcycles and helicopters. But if you're a spectator, it's sort of like watching the last 30 seconds of a basketball game with no timeouts. The riders come and go quickly. Joan McLaughlin and John Willis travel from Washington State to watch the first two stages of the race.
It's fun to watch them go by. We're going to go try and catch up to them a little bit further down the road.
Yesterday we were in Long Beach. Came up here today. It's a lot of fun.
Larry McBride of Westlake Village carefully choreographed his viewing efforts, starting in Ventura and ending up where we caught up with him on Lewis Road in Camarillo.
I walked like 3 blocks up to my car, drove straight over here on the freeway, good traffic, like 75 miles per hour, stopped and hit ahead at the outlet mall real quick, walked right over here.
2 shots at it.
Yeah, yeah.
And Robert Schuler worked as a race volunteer in Camarillo, admitting he had to skip out on work to do it.
I'm going to watch the race and then go to Establos and have my tacos right after the race.
So did you have to play a little hooky to do this?
If my boss is listening to this, I'm volunteering very hard.
And if your boss is not listening, you're having fun.
Oh, I'm having a blast like always.
While most spectators were out to experience the event, for the cyclists, it was serious business. Egan Bernal of Columbia was the top finisher for Stage 2. This year's tour features 17 teams from 30 countries, including 7 past world champions. The 645-mile-long tour continues today, taking riders north from King City to Monterey. It finishes in Sacramento on Saturday. In Camarillo, Lance Orozco, KCLU News.